Hello guys, welcome to today's session on kinetic theories of gases and radiation. So now we are going to start the chapter of kinetic theory of gases and radiation, and we will start from the introduction part and we will complete the full chapter. Let's start with the introduction. We have already been introduced to the three common states of matter, which are solids, liquids and gases. So solids, liquid and gases, we all know this. We have also studied the gas laws, for example the Boyle's law, the Charles law, the Gay-Lussac's law, and the ideal gas equation can be obtained from these three gas laws. So the volume V of a gas is inversely proportional to the pressure P, temperature being held constant. Separately, volume V and pressure P are directly proportional to temperature. In short, Boyle's law tells that V is directly proportional to 1 by P at constant temperature, and Charles' law says that V is directly proportional to T at constant temperature and pressure. Whereas Lussac's law says that P is directly proportional to temperature at constant volume. All the three laws apply to fixed mass m of an enclosed gas. After applying this, what we see is that the three laws give a single relation for a fixed mass of gas, which is PV is directly proportional to T, or P1 by T1 into V1 equals P2 by T2 into V2. Expressing the fixed mass of gas in the above three laws in terms of moles on of gas, PV becomes directly proportional to NT, and we now say that PV equals nRT. So whenever we say about gases, we refer the PV equals nRT universal gas formula. Here R is the Rydberg's constant. Okay, now the number of moles here equals mass of the gas upon molar mass, which equals m by m naught and turns out to be n by n of a. So the proportionality constant R is the universal gas constant having same value, that is 8.314 joule per mole per Kelvin for all the gases. Here n is the number of molecules in the gas and n of a is the Avogadro number, and it is the number of molecules in one mole of a gas. Alternatively, what we can say is PV equals n k of b into t. Here k of b is the Boltzmann constant. R and kb are related by the following relation as said. R equals na into k of b. Here the laws of Boyle, Charles and Gay-Lussac are strictly valid for real gases. Only if the pressure of the gas is not too high and temperature is not close to the liquefaction temperature of the gas. Okay, these are the criteria. Now, a gas obeying the equation of state PV equals nRT at all pressures and temperature is an ideal gas. So, as said previously also in many sessions, that ideal is not actually real. Those who are ideal are only ideal and they are never possible. So, next we are going to discuss about further topics. First, we will discuss the pressure of an ideal gas. Since we are talking about an ideal gas, we will discuss the pressure of an ideal gas. So, pressure of an ideal gas is a kinetic theory problem. So, there be n number of moles of an ideal gas enclosed in a cubical box of volume V with sides of the box parallel to the coordinate axis. The walls of the box are kept at a constant temperature T. The question is, can we relate the pressure of the gas with the molecular speeds? Here, we will use the word molecular speed rather than molecular velocity, since the kinetic energy of a molecule depends on the velocity irrespective of its direction. What we said is that we can relate the pressure P of the gas with the molecular speed. So let's see how we do it. The gas molecules are continuously moving randomly in various directions and they're colliding with each other, hitting the walls of the box and bouncing back. This is what happens in a solid conductor. As a first approximation, we neglect the intermolecular collisions and consider only elastic collisions within the walls. So, a typical molecule is moving with a velocity v vector, let's consider so. And when it is about to collide with the shaded wall of the cube, its velocity is v vector. The velocity is constant. The wall is parallel to YZ plane, and as the collision is assumed to be elastic, during collision, the component Vx of the velocity will get reversed, keeping Vy and Vz components unaltered. Now, considering all the molecules and their average Y and Z components of the velocities, which are not changed by collisions with the shaded wall, this can be understood from the fact that the gas molecules remain evenly distributed throughout the volume and do not get any additional motion in Y plus or Y minus and Z plus or Z minus directions. Thus, the Y and Z components remain unchanged during collision with the wall parallel to the YZ plane. Hence, the change in momentum of the particle is only in the X component of the momentum, which is delta Px given by final momentum minus initial momentum. So, the momentum transferred to the wall during collisions is positive 2mvx. Here, the average force exerted by one molecule on the wall is equal to the average rate of change of momentum during the time for one collision. If you want to find this average rate, you will have to divide the change in momentum by the time taken for one collision. After colliding with the shaded wall, the molecule travels to the opposite wall and is reflected back. It travels back towards the shaded wall again to collide with the shaded wall. So this goes on. It collides, it comes back. It again goes and collides. This means that the molecule travels a distance of 2L in between two collisions. And hence, to get the average force, we have to divide by the time between the two successive collisions. So as we know, L is the length of cubical box. The time for the molecule to travel back and forth will be delta T, which will be 2L by Vx, since Vx was for one molecule. Here, we finally come to the conclusion that average pressure P equals 1 by 3 into N by V mv square. So this has been obtained for a cubical shaped conductor or container. So if you have a cubical shaped container, then P average pressure equals 1 by 3 into N by V mv square. V is vector. However, it can be shown to be valid for containers of any shape as well. So we have assumed that there are no intermolecular collisions and the number of molecules in the container is so large that even if molecular collisions are taken into account, the above expression does not change. So if a molecule acquires a velocity with components different than Vx, Vy, Vz after collision, there will be invariably be some other molecule having different initial velocity acquiring the velocity with the components. So as the gas is steady, this must be happening and thus the collision does not affect P equals 1 by 3 into N by V m meter square. So this isn't affected. Next part is root mean square of speed, which could be discussed further.